Good afternoon, Exotic Vet. This is Emily. Oh, okay. Yeah. Is there any bleeding? Was there bleeding last night? No. Okay. Yeah. And so he's just not putting weight on the leg? Is it? Yeah. Is he, does it look discolored or anything? Yeah. Because our main concern would be if he's had a fracture. That's one of the most common injuries, with a fan strike, is that he's had a fracture to the leg. The other thing would be the pain management, and pain relief, like because he's holding it up because it's painful. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that would be like the main concern is that he's got a fractured leg. There's not much you can do for that at home. There's not much you can do for that at home if that is the case. I'm fully booked tomorrow morning. So I can, whereabouts are you? Kalanga, okay. So yeah, like no, I have an appointment at 10 past 10 in the morning that I can book you in for. And yeah, just keep him in his cage like you have been doing today. And keep offering him all of his favorite food, make sure he's got fresh water, all the normal sort of stuff. And just keep him in an area that's not a lot of like noise and excitement and things like that, because you do want to try and keep him as calm as possible. But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can pop like some newspaper like in his cage. Has it got the grill and then newspaper underneath? Yeah, pop some newspaper on the top of that grill and put his food and water down low so that way it's all at nice, easy level for him. He probably won't eat very much though because of the pain factor, and the shock of it all. So, yeah, but as long as he's got access to everything, that's the main thing. And then yeah, I can get you. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, they would be able to give him some pain relief for tonight, which I think would be definitely beneficial. And then we can take care of him tomorrow morning. No, and that's pain. Yeah, all of those sort of things. Yeah. Yeah. I'll grab your details so I can book you in. Because we haven't seen you before, have we? No, that's all good. What was your first name? And your surname? And do you have an email address, Roxanne? And the number you're calling from, is this your best contact? Perfect. Oh, all good. Wonderful. And what's your home address? Wonderful. And what's your budgie's name? And how old is Paco? Okay. Yep. And he's a male? Yep. And what color is he? Alrighty, I've got them all booked in there. What did I say? 10 past 10 tomorrow morning. Yep. Wonderful. Yeah, we'll send you an email reminder. We don't do text, unfortunately. But yeah, if you set a reminder on your phone, that's great. Alright. Yeah, too easy. Alrighty, we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, cage is fine, or a little like a box, or if you've got a cat carrier or something like that, anything like that, where he can't escape. That's yeah. Perfect. And we're on the corner of Anzac Road and Ashmole. Anzac Avenue, sorry, and Ashmole Road. It's number 22 Ashmole Road. Pardon? So when you're on Anzac Ave, coming from Kalanga, you know where the Kippering Shopping Centre is? Yeah, so if you hit... Yes, we are, yeah, but we're on the other side. Yep, you'll see us, and we're on the side as you're travelling towards the hospital, so to speak. Too easy. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. That's okay. Bye.